Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, and we quoted the Rambam in the Moira and Chelek Beis in this 12th Perek, where he speaks about how when it comes to Gashmius, whenever there's an impact from one Etzim Gashmi, one physical property on another, there has to be some sort of contact on some level. Whereas when it comes to Ruchnius, it's not like that. Kodesh Baruch was Nivdol, and he's still much beyond the Bria, and he compares it to Shefa. And then he compares it to a water that's mashpia mikol tzad. Ve'en lo tzad miyuchad shim yamshich mimenu yamshich mizulasa bo mikulo novea. In other words, it's this flow that just comes out almost indiscriminately, and that's how a Kodesh Baruch was mashpia. There doesn't have to be any contact. It's a flow. A flow without contact. We can't understand that. That's what the Rambam says. There's a flow, and from that flow, the Gashmius world lives, exists. From that source. That's called Shefa. That's how the Gashmi world is impacted by this, the Nivdal, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is separate. That's B'tamsis HaDvarim, what we saw in the previous year. We spoke about how Geshem is called Gvura, and now we're going to continue again based on Torah Menu Rabbeinu Zitzal, Moshe. So Shefa is a special inyan. It's not a tsuras pu'ula like we're used to understanding, that A contact impacts B, comes into contact with B and thereby impacts B. Shefa is an inyan b'fnei atzmo. It's a shem pu'ula b'fnei atzmo legamri. This Shefa, this bounty, this flow, is an independent reality which has no real parallel in the physical world. Just like there's no dugma in the world to what's called a makol shel mayan, the source of the well, the source, the makor mayim chayim. The Rambam compared it to a makor mayim chayim. How does that flow? How does it flow? How does the source just flow? Just does. Just comes out. We don't necessarily know how it works, but that's how it's mashpia. There's a source, and from that everything emerges. Source of water, and all the water comes from there. בצורת השפע הזה, אותו דבר שמושפע שם כלפי חוץ, מה שנובע משם ויוצא החוצה, אין לדבר הזה דוגמה בעולם. בנביאה של מעיין, אין זו העברת דבר קיים ממקום אחד למקום שני. אלא יש כאן כוח מיוחד שמנביע את הדבר הזה. It's not the usual passing over from point A to point B. There's a special כוח that makes it flow from point A to point B. That's the flow. So too, when there's this shefa, the shefa can be as dry, you can have an item that's as dry as possible. You can have a tzur, you can have a rock. And what does Hashem do? Ha'ofchi ha'tzur agam mayim. When it has the shefa, the tzur somehow, we don't know how, somehow it just turns into a river of water. Ha'ofchi ha'tzur, this rock turns into an agam mayim. Chalamish, let's say it's strong like a rock, the mayno mayim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu transforms that into a well of water. This koach of shefa, if the shefa is mischaber, then it can turn something completely dry to something filled with water. הדבר הזה משפיע בצורת הפעולה שלו, אינה צורה פעולה רגילה של גשם. הדבר הזה לא חב ולא פועל באותה צורה, באותו מלאך כמו שגשם פועל. In other words, it doesn't work like it works in the physical world. That A comes into contact with B and thereby impacts B. It's just a source, and that source is mashpia. It flows. And Mimela, again, it's not the physical contact that we're used to in this world, but there is this influence from the mashpia to the mushpa, from the source of the shefa to what receives the shefa. It says in the Rambam that this inyan, this shefa that we have in the world, is a special inyan. And he compares it to otu yazvi makol mayim chayim, like a source of water. It's a source. That's what this shefa is. It's the root. It's the source. It's the The basis for the physical realities in this world. It all comes from that world of Nivdal, from that Shefa, from what's separate from this world. And again, not in a physical way, but in a way that's beyond our comprehension. It's interesting that rain is called Geshem. Really, everything physical is called Geshem, but specifically rain. You have a pasuk in Daniel. It says, "Chaza havis adik tilas chiyusa v'huvat gishma." That the chayat that he saw in the dream died. V'huvat gishma, the guf, the geshem is nevad. So you see in the Tanakh that the word geshem refers to something physical. Why is something physical? And obviously, many times in Chazal, Rishonim, Achronim, physical things are called vim gashmi. What's the keshe between geshem, rain, and physical things? So the union of geshem, in other words, rain, isn't just that that water should come from heaven. And without water, we can't exist. Nothing will grow. Because if that's all it was, God could do it in a different way. Why do we need to be geshem? Why do we need to be the Eidialim and Aretz, Vishkat Kol Pnei Adama? There has to be aid that comes up from the earth, precipitation, and then the clouds are created, and then from that comes the rain. Why does it have to be in that way? So this is where the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects to the world. The Hashpa of Chiyus, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Chiyus in the world, that is found in Geshem. It's not because the earth needs water, and since it needs water, Mela HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a way to get water, that there are going to be clouds, rain, etc. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done it in many other ways. Geshem is the root of all the Hashpas HaChiyus Me'Elyonu Me'Mata. All of the bounty, life, vitality that comes from above to below, that's all in Geshem. Often Shebo Megi'im HaChayim Eleinu Me'Lamala Me'Oto Makom Shu'a Makol שממנו צריכים להיות מושפעים חיים לעולם, כי עמך מקור חיים. With God is the source of life. That's called Geshem. Geshem is how Chiyus, is how life comes from Hashem to us. That's where Hashem has a Ratzon, that we should have Chiyus, and that's brought through Geshem. הגשם הוא חיבור כביכול של רצונו יתברך להשפיע חיות בחיים שלנו כאן. Geshem is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chibur, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's connection to the world to give us life. That's what Geshem is, both when we talk about rain and Gashmius in general. The Mishnah, the beginning of Tainis, opens up, Me'masim Askirin Gvuris Geshamim. The Gemara says, why is it called Gvuris Geshamim? Why not Geshamim? What's Gvura? And the Gemara brings a pasuk. Oseg gedolos ha'edin chek and v'los ha'edin nispor, and osein matur apnei aretz v'shalach mayim apnei chutzos. And the Gemara learns another gzeirah shavach chek, chek and rabbiyas ha'olam, and there you have lashon gvura. Apparently, the Gemara learns from Sukkim, and when rain falls, it's called Gevura. We have to understand, why does rain have to fall be Gevura? What does this mean? Falling be Gevura. Ma'amanikra leredet be Gevura. As perush ha'dvarim hu kach. Shefa shel chayim, davar shenoveh me'amakor, ze davar shetamid omed michutz le'ma'alach. When you talk about a flow of life, something that comes from the source is outside of the general mahalach of life, outside of the system of life. The source doesn't connect, doesn't join the whole Mahalach. When you talk about a Makol, that's the beginning, but it's not Mitzdaref. It doesn't join further on. It's the source of it, but it's also detached. And already it says in the Sfar HaKadoshim that Makol, source, is Begematria Ratzon. Ratzon is always the Makor. Ratzon to whole, I know Ratzon Amiti, לא רצון שרוצים דבר משום שרוצים דבר אחר, אלא רצון התחלתי, רצון טהור אולם לעולם מקור. הוא תמיד מקור עצמו. למה אתה רוצה? כי אני רוצה. A lot of times we want A because A is going to give us B. We want money. So we think money will give us happiness. We'll be able to buy what we want with money. That's not a pure Ratzon. A pure Ratzon is you want it because you want it. It's the source. I want it because I want it. And this Makor doesn't relate to other things. Doesn't it's not mitztaref to the other things. Makor le'olam lo mitztaref li'yetar ha'dvarim. Makor ze Ratzon. Ratzon ze mashu tahor. Ze lo mechubar l'ma she'yesh b'hemshech. Lo mitztaref l'ma she'yesh b'hemshech. זה מתחיל עם הרצון הטהור. And that's what the שפע is. שפע כזה יורד מלמעלה, שפע של חיות שיורד מהמקור, it's called חסד. And it's שייך to one's, to the רצון of Hashem. And it's always there. מים קבלת חסד, גשמים are כולו חסד. Why did we call it Gvuras Geshamim? It's Chesed. It's the Ratzon of Hashem to give Chesed. So why is it called Gvura? Gvuras Geshamim. Ata Gibur Lo'olam Hashem. The explanation is that the greatest Gvura, the greatest strength, is to take something that's Kulo Chesed, Kulo Makol, and to put it in the system. Put it in a ma'arechet, put it in the teva of dvarim. Ma'ashi v'ruach mordegashim, there's this great chesed melamala, this great shorish, this great makor. And then to put it in the framework of this world, you need gvura. Gvura is milshon dai, right? That shakai, shamar la'olamo dai. It's the meat of gvura is holding back. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts it in the framework of this world, that's the meat of gvura. To take this unlimited ratzon, this shefa, and to put it in the framework of this world. Geshamim themselves are pure chesed. Putting it in the framework of the world is gvura. Choni Amagel, he said, too much rain, the world can't take it. The world can't take this chesed naki, that's a mabul. So we need the meat of gvura. Kimcha makol chayim, kol shefa chayim kulo, u'metzumtzam u'merukaz bigvurat geshamim. So in Geshem is all of the hashpa. You have this chesed naki, this great chesed from Shemayim, and then that's contracted into this world, into the world, and into, that's called gvura. And that's really the source of life. That's the makor, that's the ratzon, that's the source. And that's the root. Everything else is also called geshem. These are also some elements of Hashem's chesed to the world, but the source of it, the greatest chesed, the very roots of the Bria is the Geshem, is rain. This rain is pure chesed that Hashem wants to give life to the world. It's a source. And how does it fit into the framework of this world? Through Gevurah. So, we still have a lot more to talk about, and why Gvuras Geshamim should not be in our regular framework of Tefillah we spoke about, so Yud Hashem. Hopefully in a future Shiurim we will discuss this. We have so much more to talk about. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom. Thank you for listening.